Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge. Es geht um einen Ordinary Day, also einen ganz gewöhnlichen, normalen Tag. Wie sieht der bei dir aus? Stoppe doch jetzt mal diese heutige Podcast-Folge und versuche auf Englisch deinen normalen Alltag zu beschreiben. Wann stehst du auf? Was machst du dann anschließend? Frühstückst du zu Hause oder auswärts? Gehst du zur Arbeit oder arbeitest im Homeoffice? Wie ist die Familie so aufgestellt? Also probier es doch mal und dann, ja, dann höre dir die heutige Übung an und ich werde sie wieder vorführen und anschließend hast du die Möglichkeit, sie wieder für dich in deinem Tempo zu gestalten. Also wir starten.
Hello. Today I would like to tell you what a normal weekday looks like for me. In the morning at 6 o'clock I get up and meditate for about 20 minutes. Then I study foreign languages for half an hour. Before I go to the bathroom, There I brush my teeth.
That's very helpful.
Take a shower.
Oh, smells good.
And get dressed.
Oh, that's even practical.
I then wake up the rest of the family.
Aha, so you're not waking up them naked.
And prepare breakfast for all of us.
Oh, that's very kind. That's what men do in the morning.
We usually have bread with cheese and sausage or jam for breakfast.
Ugh, disgusting.
We drink coffee or tea with it.
Okay, the children also drink coffee?
Sometimes we also have muesli with milk.
Muesli with milk? Very healthy.
After breakfast, I take the children to school.
Okay, and your wife, what's she doing?
And drive to the office.
Aha, so you're a power man.
There I work until about 3 p.m.
That's not very long, to be honest.
And then drive home. There I meet my children when they come home from school.
Ah, okay.
Sometimes they also go to sports straight after school. Or meet up with friends.
Yes, leisure activities are important for kids.
On Wednesdays, I always go straight to the supermarket after work to do some shopping.
Well, why Wednesdays?
Then when I get home, I relax for an hour.
Oh, that's nice. Having children relax.
By reading a book in another language.
Ah, that's relaxing.
Or talking to my language learning partner on the phone.
I see.
Then I do some work around the house or in the garden. Before the rest of the family comes home.
Okay, who's the rest of the family, by the way?
Together we prepare dinner.
Dinner is good.
And everyone tells what they have experienced all day.
Okay, probably in a foreign language, I suppose.
After dinner we play some cards or another social game.
Oh, that's lovely. Better than watching TV.
In summer, we also like to go for a walk after dinner.
Yeah, summer walks are great.
Afterwards we all get ready for bed.
All at the same time.
And when the children are asleep, I learn some vocabulary.
Ah, you're very diligent.
Around 10 p.m. I turn off the lights and go to sleep.
Okay.
So, now repeat the sentences or tell me about your day. If you're missing certain vocabulary, look it up on the internet. I'm curious to hear what a normal day in your life looks like.
Ja, also, jetzt bist du dran. Wenn es vorher noch nicht so gut geklappt hat, schlag auch gerne Vokabeln im Internet oder so nach. Und das ist auch wieder eine tolle Übung, die du mit einem Sprachlernpartner machen kannst. Einfach mal zu überlegen, was mache ich eigentlich so den ganzen Tag? Und ich sage gern, man muss die goldene Stunde des Tages meistern. Die goldene Stunde ist die erste Stunde des Tages. Wenn du in der Lage bist, die goldene Stunde des Tages zu meistern, also das, was du in der ersten Stunde eines Tages tust oder kommunizierst, auf Englisch zu tun, dann wird sich diese goldene Stunde wahrscheinlich jeden Tag wiederholen. Denn 80% deines Wortschatzes wiederholen sich ja jeden Tag. Das muss man sich mal klar machen. Also wenn du im Business bist, also arbeitest irgendwo, und selbst wenn auch nicht, dann hast du für gewöhnlich an den Tagen von Montag bis Freitag, an den Werktagen, 80% des Wortschatzes, der sich wiederholt. Genau, also, sprich jetzt mal darüber, was du so den ganzen Tag machst und dann antworte doch einfach jetzt auf Jonathans Aussagen mit deiner entsprechenden Tätigkeit, was du dann tun würdest. Viel Spaß!
Hello. Today I would like to tell you what a normal weekday looks like for me. In the morning at 6 o'clock I get up and meditate for about 20 minutes. Then I study foreign languages for half an hour. Before I go to the bathroom, there I brush my teeth, take a shower, and get dressed. I then wake up the rest of the family and prepare breakfast for all of us. We usually have bread with cheese and sausage or jam for breakfast. We drink coffee or tea with it. Sometimes we also have muesli with milk. After breakfast, I take the children to school and drive to the office. There I work until about 3 p.m. and then drive home. There I meet my children when they come home from school. Sometimes they also go to sports straight after school or meet up with friends. On Wednesdays, I always go straight to the supermarket after work to do some shopping. Then when I get home, I relax for an hour by reading a book in another language or talking to my language learning partner on the phone. Then I do some work around the house or in the garden before the rest of the family comes home. Together we prepare dinner and everyone tells what they have experienced all day. After dinner we play some cards or another social game. In summer, we also like to go for a walk after dinner. Afterwards we all get ready for bed. And when the children are asleep I learn some vocabulary. Around 10 p.m. I turn off the lights and go to sleep. So, now repeat the sentences or tell me about your day. If you're missing certain vocabulary, look it up on the internet. I'm curious to hear what a normal day in your life looks like.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.